Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, December 1st, 2025. Healthy Acadia's seasonal overnight warming center is now open for the season. The Low Barrier Warming Center is intended as a welcoming space for anyone in need, offering warmth, support, and community throughout the coldest months. It's scheduled to be open through April 30th. The Warming Center is located at 24 Church Street in Ellsworth, inside the Inspire Center. On weekdays, it opens at 6:30 p.m. and remains open until 7 the following morning. And on weekends, it will be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then again from 6:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. Space is available on a first-come, first-served basis until capacity is reached. For more information, you can follow Inspire on Facebook or Instagram or call them at 412-2288. Friends of Sears Island and Carver Memorial Library will host a free winter solstice-themed after-school program for children on Thursday, December 4th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the Carver Memorial Library in Searsport. Attendees will learn about the science behind solstices, as well as traditions observed around the world to mark these seasonal shifts. Carver Children's and Outreach Librarian Rhonda Nichols, once upon a time host of Over the Rainbow here on WERU, by the way, will share some solstice stories, and Friends of Sears Island's Outreach Coordinator Ashley McGuire will lead children in making beautiful paper silhouette lanterns to light their way on the longest night of the year. Each participant will receive a battery-operated tea light to illuminate their lantern and a handout with ideas for celebrating the winter solstice as a family. The program's intended for kids ages 5 to 12 and an accompanying adult. Pre-registration is required as space is limited. You can sign up by emailing outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. Your registration is complete when you receive a confirmation email. And finally, today we have this message from Maggie.
This is WERU's Development Director, Maggie Garfield. During our recent membership drive, we encourage listeners to support what you believe in. Giving Tuesday, December 2nd, offers an opportunity to take that even farther. Giving Tuesday is a global generosity movement unleashing the power of radical generosity to transform communities and the world. It was created in 2012 as a simple idea, a day that encourages people to do good. Over the years since then, this idea has grown into a year-round global movement that inspires generosity in hundreds of millions of people to come together to thank, help, give, show kindness, and share what they have with those in need. There are many ways to give support: sharing a smile, offering kindness, volunteering your time, and giving your voice, money, goods, and advocacy to support communities and causes. In these uncertain times, generosity and kindness are more important than ever. Everyone has something to give, and every act of generosity counts. And everyone has something to contribute to building the better world we all want to live in. Please join us in celebrating kindness and generosity in whatever way you can. And thank you for supporting the communities and causes you believe in. When we all give together, we can change the world. For more information, go to givingtuesday.org.
Thanks, Maggie. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.